Section 8. General Driving. Turning. Every turn requires the necessary signal for 2 seconds and a head check. When turning, check for traffic controls, pedestrians and other vehicles. Signal and safely move into the proper lane well in advance of your turn. If you cannot get into the proper lane at least 100 feet before your turn, do not turn. Look as far as you can through the turn and accelerate smoothly. Cancel your turn signal and check to the rear. Right turns. Signal right for 2 seconds. Do not swing wide to the left before a right turn and always turn right from the right side of your lane. Left turns. Signal left for 2 seconds. Yield to oncoming traffic and always turn left from the left side of your lane. Multiple lanes. Enter the same lane from which you are turning and stay in that lane until the turn is finished. Turning from a two-way street onto a one-way street and from a one-way street onto a two-way street, you may turn left onto a one-way street from a one-way street on a red light after first coming to a complete stop. A person may not operate a vehicle over, across, or within any part of an island. Traffic roundabouts. A traffic roundabout is a circular intersection. Roundabouts were created in an effort to reduce the number of points where conflict can occur between vehicles and other vehicles or pedestrians. A roundabout has 12 potential points of conflict compared to 56 potential points of conflict at a regular four-leg intersection. A typical roundabout has a mountable curb around the outside of the center island to accommodate big trucks and semis as necessary. Vehicles travel counterclockwise around a raised center island. Entering traffic yields the right of way to traffic in the circle. When using traffic circles, slow down to enter the circle. Yield to the traffic and pedestrians in the circle, enter to the right, and signal your exit for 2 seconds. This sign warns you that there is a traffic circle ahead. Single point urban interchange. Single-point urban interchanges are becoming more common in the construction of freeway interchanges today. It is a type of interchange that is located either above or underneath the freeway and is designed in such a way that the intersecting off-ramps and on-ramps are diagonally adjacent to each other. These interchanges can be confusing. However, there are some things that may help drivers when passing through a single-point urban interchange. Dash lines have been added to these interchanges in an effort to guide drivers into the proper lanes. There are also wrong-way signs placed on the off-ramps and on-ramps to help drivers avoid entering a ramp against traffic. It is legal to make a U-turn from the off-ramp at a single-point urban interchange and re-enter the freeway, as long as you are facing a green arrow at the time you begin the maneuver. When you re-enter the freeway on the on-ramp, you will be facing a red arrow. The red arrow is intended for the traffic adjacent to the light. Do not stop your vehicle in the middle of the intersection. Complete the maneuver once it is initiated. If a power outage occurs, the single-point urban interchange is not handled the same way as a four-way stop. It is important to proceed with extreme caution and courtesy. Most single-point urban interchanges will be supported by battery backup. However, if a situation occurs where there is not a battery backup, an officer will be dispatched to the scene for the purpose of traffic control as soon as possible. Changing lanes. Check your mirrors. Check your blind spot by turning your head and looking over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Blind spots are areas around your vehicle like headrests and door pillars that block your vision. Blind spots are also areas that are not covered by your mirrors. Drive defensively by making sure your lane change can be completed safely. Be aware of the movements of all vehicles around you. Whenever possible, maintain your speed when changing lanes. A driver who frequently speeds up or slows down creates a dangerous situation for all drivers on the road. Find a gap in traffic, signal, and then look again before changing lanes. Adjust speed and move into the lane. Cancel your turn signal. Intersections. At all intersections, slow down and search for traffic controls, oncoming traffic and cross traffic, pedestrians and bicyclists, road condition, and objects that block your view. Do not rely on others to obey traffic signals or signs. They may not yield the right of way. Be prepared to avoid a crash. Before moving after a stop, check for traffic and bicyclists. Look left, then right, then left again before you enter the intersection. When a light turns green, Make sure your path of travel is clear and there is no cross traffic. Never think that another driver will give you any extra space. Do not turn into a lane just because an oncoming vehicle has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn after they pass you, or they may have forgotten to turn their signal off. Continuous flow intersection left turn. When making a left turn, watch for signs and a signal directing you to turn on the left-hand side of the road. Observe the first traffic signal direction, and proceed when green by crossing the oncoming lanes of traffic. Observe the direction of the second signal, which will be on the far left of the intersection, and proceed when green by making your left-hand turn at the intersection. When traveling through a continuous flow intersection, proceed as you normally would, but watch for another light just past the intersection. It's possible to encounter a red light here, which allows left-turning cars to cross in front of you. Continuous flow intersection right turn. When making a right turn, be sure to yield to traffic, cyclists, and pedestrians. Make your turn, merge with traffic, and keep going. In most intersections, motorists have free right turn access or are allowed to make a right-hand turn on a red light after stopping and yielding to oncoming traffic. Free right turns during a red light are restricted in this type of continuous flow intersection, along with a traditional right on red. Motorists should watch for traffic control signs to know when right turns are or are not permitted. Continuous flow intersection four-legged. A four-legged continuous flow intersection functions as a regular continuous flow intersection configuration, but with each leg of the intersection operating with displaced left turns instead of only two legs of the intersection. Follow all directions as with a typical continuous flow intersection on all four legs. Diverging diamond intersection. A special type of highway interchange in which two directions of traffic on the non-freeway road cross to the opposite side of the bridge over or under the freeway. It requires traffic on the freeway overpass, or underpass, to briefly drive on the opposite side of the road from what they are accustomed. By eliminating many of the left-turn conflicts at the ramps, this improves interchange efficiency. Through-turn intersection helps alleviate traffic congestion and improve traffic flow by eliminating left-turn movements at the intersection. Motorists instead travel through the intersection, make a signalized U-turn at a location removed from the intersection, and come back to the intersection, where they will make a right turn. Entering a multi-lane highway. When on a multi-lane highway, you should use the acceleration lane to match your speed with other vehicles before pulling onto the roadway. Find a gap in traffic and merge with the traffic and cancel your turn signal. Ramp meters. The population growth in Utah has resulted in an increase in the number of vehicles using our freeways, creating more frequent congestion and unpredictable travel times. Ramp meters help prevent slowdowns and stop-and-go conditions that freeway travelers frequently encounter at certain times of the day. There are currently some ramp meters along the Wasatch Front. Ramp meters look almost like traffic signals you see at intersections, except they only have red and green lights that alternate. Ramp meters are placed on the freeway on ramps and allow only one, unless posted differently, vehicle to pass each time the green light comes on. Ramp metering occurs only when many vehicles are attempting to enter the freeway. A lighted meter on sign at the entrance to an on-ramp will indicate when ramp metering is in effect. If the meter on sign is not illuminated, drivers are allowed to enter the freeway as usual. Because the meter on sign is at the entrance to the freeway on ramp, drivers will be able to decide whether to enter the on-ramp or take an alternate route and avoid having to stop for the ramp meter. Freeway driving. A freeway gets us where we are going faster and safer than ever before. However, freeway driving is a skill in itself. People drive faster and conditions are not the same as in normal driving. Avoid for freeway driving. Do not tailgate. You must remain at a proper following distance and allow enough space in front of your vehicle to let any other vehicle safely enter and occupy that space. You should always remain at least 2 seconds in following distance behind the vehicle ahead of you. Under adverse conditions, the time needs to be increased. Do not make U-turns on the freeway, it is illegal. Do not drive in the emergency lane. The area of the freeway on the outside of the solid white line is for emergency use only. It is illegal to pass another vehicle or to stop to pick up passengers in this lane. Do not drive so slowly that you block traffic. Slow driving is not always safe driving. If your speed is so slow that cars are piling up behind your car, you are unsafe, discourteous, and breaking the law. In general, you should drive at a speed similar to that which other cars around you are driving. However, you may not legally drive faster than the posted speed limit. This also applies to getting off of the freeway. Do not use an entrance ramp to exit the freeway. It is illegal, even in a traffic jam. Do not insist on the right of way. Do not pass unless it is safe. Do not drive in the left lane. This is intended to be a passing lane. Change lanes only to pass, get off the freeway, or to enter the correct lane for an upcoming route separation in the freeway. Note: you can be issued a citation for impeding traffic if a vehicle is following behind you in the left lane of travel on a multi-lane highway and you do not change lanes and allow for the other vehicle to pass. Passing. On multi-lane roads, the left lane is for passing slower vehicles. Never pass on the shoulder. Pass as quickly and safely as possible. Do not stay alongside the other vehicle any longer than you have to. How to pass. Check for oncoming traffic. Check your mirrors and do a head check for vehicles following or passing you. Signal and steer into the passing lane. Adjust speed and move completely into the left lane. Return to the right-hand lane no less than 200 feet of oncoming vehicles. Wait until you can see all of the passed vehicles in your rearview mirror. Signal before returning to the lane and steer into the lane and adjust speed. When passing on the right, it is illegal to leave the roadway. Being passed. Stay in your lane and hold a steady speed to let the driver pass you. Never pass. If there is an oncoming vehicle. If your view is blocked by a curve or hill. At intersections, or another car when stopped at a crosswalk. Before a railroad crossing or bridge. In a no-passing zone. Slow down when passing bicyclists to give them as much space as you can. Exiting a roadway. When exiting a roadway, you should plan ahead to make a safe exit. Move to the exit lane early to avoid having to make a quick lane change and keep a steady speed as long as you are on the main road. Signal. Move to the exit or deceleration lane and slow to exit speed. Check for posted speed in the exit or deceleration lane and cancel your signal. School bus. If a school bus is displaying alternating flashing red light signals, visible from the front or rear, you need to stop immediately before reaching the bus. Do not proceed until the flashing red lights stop. If you are traveling on a divided highway having four or more lanes with a median separating the traffic, it is only necessary for the vehicles traveling in both lanes behind the school bus to stop, and not the traffic traveling in the opposite direction. If you are traveling on a two-lane roadway, traffic in both directions are required to stop. If you are traveling on a four-lane roadway without a median, traffic in both directions are required to stop. If you are traveling on a highway having five or more lanes and having a shared center turn lane, it is only required for the vehicle in both lanes behind the school bus to come to a complete stop. Vehicles traveling in the opposite direction are not legally required to stop. Parking. You must make sure that your vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. Always park in a marked parking area. When parking along the road, park your vehicle as far from traffic as you can. If there is a curb, park close to it. In the interest of public safety, there are several places where you are not allowed to park. On a sidewalk. In front of a public or private driveway. In an intersection. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. On a crosswalk. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk. Within 30 feet of any flashing beacon, stop sign, yield sign, or traffic control signal. In an area which is posted for pedestrian use or within 30 feet of the edges of that area. On any railroad track or within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing. Within 20 feet of the driveway entrance to any fire station, and if signs are posted, you may not park on the opposite side of the road if you are within 75 feet of the fire station entrance. Alongside or opposite any street excavation or obstruction when stopping or parking would block traffic. On the roadway side of any vehicle stopped or parked at the edge or curb of a street, no double parking. On any bridge or other elevated highway structure, or in a highway tunnel. at any place where official signs prohibit stopping. On the shoulder of any interstate highway, these areas may be used only if your vehicle breaks down or you are in physical distress. Red painted curbs or red zones. No parking zones. Check for signs or painted curbs that may ban or limit parking. Some no parking zones are indicated by colored curb markings. Perpendicular and angle parking. When entering, find a parking space and check traffic, signal, center your vehicle in the parking space and move to the front of the space and stop. When exiting the parking space, check for traffic, then continue to check traffic and back up until your front bumper clears the vehicle beside you. Turn the steering wheel sharply in the direction you want the rear of your vehicle to move, and when your vehicle clears the parking space, stop and shift to drive and move ahead. Parallel parking. Find a parking space, check traffic and signal. Pull up parallel to the vehicle you are parking behind. When traffic is clear, shift into reverse and look to the rear. Back slowly while turning the steering wheel quickly. Continue backing until your front bumper is in line with the rear bumper of the vehicle you are parking behind. Keep backing slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly. Center your vehicle in the space and stop before touching the bumper of the vehicle behind you. Shift to drive and adjust your position in the space. The vehicle should be no more than 12 inches from the curb. When exiting the parking space, check traffic and apply the brake. Shift to reverse and back up close to the vehicle parked behind you. Check for traffic and signal. Shift to drive and move forward slowly, steering out into the lane. Make sure that the front bumper of your vehicle will clear the vehicle parked ahead of you. If not, shift to reverse and adjust. Move into the traffic lane when the doorpost of your vehicle clears the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead of you. Parking on a hill. If you are parking uphill beside a curb, turn your front wheels away from the curb and let your car roll back so that the front tire touches the curb. Never leave your vehicle until you have set the emergency brake, stopped the motor, and locked the doors. Pull as far off the road as reasonable to park. If parking next to a curb, the back wheel of your car must be no further than 12 inches away from the curb. If your parking would block the flow of traffic, find another place to park. If you are parked outside a business or residential area, your vehicle must be clearly seen from 200 feet in each direction. A courteous driver never parks too close to another vehicle. Damage could occur. If you are parking downhill without a curb, turn your wheels to the right. 2 and 3-point turns. 2-point turn. A street alley or driveway can be used to turn around when you cannot drive around the block. Reverse 2-point turn. Check that there are no vehicles behind you. Signal a right turn. Drive one car length past the driveway or alley, put your right arm on the seat, look back over your right shoulder and back into the driveway. Shift to drive and check traffic. When it is clear, signal left, turn left into the proper lane and drive away. Forward 2-point turn. Check that there is no oncoming traffic and signal a left turn. Move close to the center of the road and turn into the driveway or alley. Turn as near as possible to the right side of the drive. Stop as the rear of the vehicle clears the curb or edge of the driveway. Check for traffic, signal a right turn and shift to reverse. When the path is clear, back up while turning the steering wheel quickly all the way to the right. Straighten your wheels and stop when you are centered in the lane. Shift to drive, cancel your signal and drive away. 3-point turn. Use this only if the road is too narrow for a U-turn. It's best to go around the block if you can. This should only be used on a two-lane road. Check the mirrors and signal a right turn. Stop on the right side of the road. Turn on your left turn signal, check traffic and check over your left shoulder. When traffic is clear, turn hard left and drive to the other side of the road and stop. Shift to reverse. Check traffic and check your blind spots to both sides. When traffic is clear, turn hard right and back up to the other side of the road and stop. Shift to drive and turn on the left turn signal. Check traffic and blind spots. When traffic is clear, turn hard left and drive forward into the right lane heading in the new direction. Check traffic and cancel your turn signal. U-turns. Never make a U-turn on any curve, near the top of a hill where you cannot see or be seen from both directions for 500 feet, where prohibited by an official traffic control device, on a railroad track or railroad-grade crossing, or on a freeway. Each city has its own law concerning U-turns. Be sure you know the specific law of the city in which you are driving. A U-turn should only be made on a street or highway which is sufficiently wide enough to allow a turn to be made from the left-hand lane or just right of the center line or center of the street. Stopping. Many people seem to feel that a rolling stop is adequate when they are required to stop. The following situations are times when you must make a complete stop. Steady. Non-flashing, red light or at a flashing red light. All stop signs. Railroad crossings controlled by flashing signals, gates, a watchman, or stop signs. Stop more than 15 feet, but not more than 50 feet, away from the nearest rail until it is safe to continue. If there is a gate, wait for it to be raised. If a school bus is displaying alternating flashing red light signals visible from the front or rear, stop immediately before reaching the bus. Do not proceed until the flashing red light signal ceases to stop. If traveling on a divided highway having four, or more lanes with a median separating the traffic, it is only necessary for the vehicles traveling in both lanes behind the school bus to stop, and not the traffic traveling in the opposite direction. Traveling on a two-lane roadway, traffic in both directions is required to stop. Traveling on a four-lane roadway without a median, traffic in both directions is required to stop. Traveling on a highway having five or more lanes and having a shared center turn lane, it is only required for the vehicle in both lanes behind the school bus to come to a complete stop. Vehicles traveling in the opposite direction are not legally required to stop. It is important to note that although you may not be required by law to stop when you see a stopped school bus, you should be aware that students will be getting on and off the bus. Children are unpredictable and could run into the road at any time. Use caution as you are driving near school buses and adjust your speed accordingly. School bus drivers may report vehicles that improperly pass school buses. The report may be forwarded to the local law enforcement agency for investigation. Fines range from $100 to $500, and remember, a conviction for passing a school bus illegally usually means an increase in insurance rates. At the scene of any crash in which you may be involved as a driver, you must meet all legal requirements before leaving the crash scene. When a police or other officer requests you to stop prior to a sidewalk area or street, when coming onto a street or highway from an alley, private driveway, private road, or from a building.